got to get to the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear, you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should never feed gossip.
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Guess who got married over the weekend? Selena Gomez married Benny Blanco over the weekend. So very excited for her. And I believe there's a little bit of a news story about it. Hold on, let me find it.
A surprise Instagram wedding announcement tonight from Selena Gomez. The singer-actress tied the knot with music producer Benny Blanco. Gomez shared photos and videos on Instagram showing the newlyweds enjoying their Santa Barbara ceremony. The guest list reportedly included Taylor Swift, Paul Rudd, Steve Martin, and Martin Short.
Yeah, the last three, all part of Only Murders in the Building. Ooh la la, today is the start of Paris Fashion Week, showing off new styles from Louis Vuitton, Chanel, Dior, Balenciaga, all for spring and summer 2026. Jennifer Lopez is reflecting on her split from Ben Affleck.
I have to say, it was the best thing that ever happened to me because it changed me. It didn't change me. It helped me grow in a way that I needed to grow.
Where you realize you really didn't want to marry your high school boyfriend. Yeah, a lot of us figured that out before we married our high school boyfriend. Lopez is focusing on her career and promoting her film Kiss of the Spider Woman. Matt Damon and his brother fulfilled their dad's dying wish by spreading some of his ashes at Boston's Fenway Park. Matt said, quote, "I think it's illegal, but they got swept up with the peanuts." During a recent interview, actor Kyle MacLachlan, who we spoke to on this show last week, if you missed it, it's in the Coffee with Kane section of the Apple Podcasts and Spotify from the show. Anyway, he performed a wild Christopher Walken-style reading of Tate McRae's song Sports Car. Take a listen.
"I can't take no more. Now I'm going weak. In my knees, I don't know where'd you put those keys. We can share one seat. There's only one seat that we can share. In the alley in the back, in the center of this room where the windows roll down, boy, don't make me choose."
Oh my gosh, this is the reason why the young kids love Kyle MacLachlan. Bad Bunny has announced the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show performer last night. Yep. But this is after Taylor Swift allegedly turned it down because she didn't want to do it for free and they wouldn't give her the licensing rights. And Lola Young collapsed during her performance of Conceited at the All Things Go Music Festival on Saturday. This is what she said right before it happened.
"Before I start this next song, I wanted to say I had a tricky couple of days. Sometimes life can really... you feel like you can't continue, but you know what? Today I woke up and I made the decision to come here."
Yeah, she probably shouldn't have. Lola later let her fans know on social media that she is okay. If you do not know Lola Young's music, Google it. She's really great. Rick Springfield and Dick Van Dyke are a pretty random pair of gym buddies. Rick shared a photo on Instagram that I saw over the weekend. They're adorable. And finally, I've got a dirt alert for you. Candace Cameron Bure revealed on her podcast that she was actually stunned when a filmmaker suggested digitally smoothing her neck for a flashback scene. She wasn't stunned at smoothing out wrinkles on her face or any of that, just her neck.
"I have never considered that my neck looks old, that my neck has aged. I didn't even think about it. And then when he told me he's going to work on my neck, I'm like, oh, great. I'm going back to therapy. I got another thing to think of. What is happening?"
Yeah. Y'all, the rest of us have been dealing with that for a long time. She is still shocked by the pressures of Hollywood's beauty standards. And I don't get it. I don't know why, because the rest of us experience those as well. So anyway.
What can I say except you're welcome?
Exactly.